Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
I do too.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Ronald the Thing, and you know today's date is January the 22nd, 2020. Well, I've got to get used to the new millennium that we're living in and repeating the year. Well, as you know, most of you who join us on a regular basis, that you are on the platform of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And once again, I'm your host, Ronald Buffet. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know the slogan for this show. If there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC is an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share of African-American solar installation and design companies, to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses, to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally, also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the impacts of climate change, the economic impacts of climate change, and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you also know that this show is brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF. HBCU Solar Radio Net Initiative, which stands for the Black Sports Legends Foundation, HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which you're listening to over the World Wide Web, over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We are streaming over Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we have another 90-minute show for you today that we have done our homework, and we are hoping we are bringing you news that you can definitely use. And we want to start off by looking at an article that was written on a very outstanding online magazine blog called Deep Dive, the 2020 Outlook, U.S. Renewable Resources on a Steady Course to Increased Deployment. Now, this article is authored by Mrs. Ilya Geografia. Man, these folks got these strange names. Let me do the honors. L-U-L-I. Ilya Geografia. G-H-E-O-R-G-H-I-U. Now, and there's no A there, so I know I'm doing some harm to her parents' last name, but I did the best I could with the first. So we're going to if we can keep it playing here on Solar Now and Future with Zach and I'm going to get back on Black America, let's move on. Published on the 16th of January 2020 in Utility Deep Dive, okay? Elements of excitement and momentum are around renewable energy procurement. What Alice said, renewable energy resources have become a bigger part of the grid in recent years. This article went on to lay out some of the exciting things that will be happening. Renewable energy resources, as I indicated, has become a bigger part of the grid in recent years, competing with traditional generation sources. With flat load growth falling, cost and expansion in the energy storage sector, this trend is only expected to rise, and it's all about the battery storage capacities. While onshore wind is more economic than utility scale solar in many areas, the United Analysts say the solar could become an increasingly competitive with wind. And this is some serious stuff we're talking about, because we're just talking about getting started, scratching the surface on these two growth industries in this country. In 2020, the competition will likely evolve further to encompass not just renewable versus traditional resources, but also renewable in competition with each other. Lauren Marto partnered with the Lotus U.S. Renewable Energy Division, Home Utility Divide. The solar and wind industry received a lot of optimism from analysts based on current growth trends for development and decreasing prices, according to the sector. But the lack of federal subsidies for clean energy has disappointed many environmental advocates, and the federal trade policy update at the end of 2019 remains to be the strongest headwind for wind and solar energy. The headwind will continue in 2020 as the impact from the step down of the national tax credits. Marco said, the strengthening of domestic economy may encourage continued renewable energy development. However, in 2020, there's a short of a coming in the water, warm element, and excitement and momentum. Now, this statement was put out by a gentleman by the name of Ben Scherer, S-E-R-R-U-R-I-E-R, Senior Manager for Level 10 Energy. There's been nothing looming concerning about the recession. Reed Smith, Renewable Energy Partners at Brendan and Macklin, told Utility Dive. Maybe 6 months ago, there was a feeling that a recession is likely, but now that sense is abating a bit. However, he added, his development may stymie by uncertainty for the presidential election. So we got to look at the politics around this whole thing. Both sides have pretty different views on renewable energy in the national energy mix, like Nealon said, which is becoming the headwind against additional development. Despite the politicization of renewable energy incentives and markets has expanded in the past year, showing a real maturation in the commercial and industrial procurement space, Level 10 Energy Senior Manager Ben Scherer told Utility Dive. The record-breaking year marks a returning point of who is buying clean energy and the sophistication of those buyers. He said, in 2020, they're short of coming in on water, world element, and excitement and momentum. Tax credit reform didn't shake out renewable energy incentives. National tax credits have been the drivers by wind and solar growth in the renewable energy markets. spending billions approved in December left a number of renewable energy provisions, but the budget included a one-year extension for wind production tax credit, although analysts have argued that the short extension will not provide investment certainty. Efforts to extend the investment tax credit for solar were unsuccessful, causing a credit step down to begin in 2020. The majority of renewable energy developers think power purchase agreement prices for solar and wind will decrease or stay the same in 2020 level, Tinsper Sperrier said. In 2020, the entire sector is going to focus on the final PTC hurdle and get these massive projects over the line, Rachel Stanham, wind analyst for BEF. In 2019, competition for renewable projects was the leading factor on PPA pricing factors, he said. Only 15% of the developers as surveyed by Level 10 said that the phase down for federal tax credits had an impact. For 2020, the phase down for tax credits are expected to play a greater role. They sort of connected, Superior said. When you look back towards 2020 competitions for renewable energy projects and phase out of the tax credits are tied to, as the developers' concerns, the phase down expected to cause a rush for projects to get grandfathered in, he said. For onshore wind, 19 gigawatts expected to come online in the U.S., according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Most recent short term outlooks in 2020, the entire sector is going to be focused on that final PTC hurdle and getting their massive projects over the line. BFEN wind analyst Rachel Stanham told Utility Dive. Now, this is the tragedy about this whole thing. When you look at the PACE program, which is a program which has been put in place by Congress called the Property Clean Energy Assistance Program, where they look at renewable upgrades the same way as you do public benefits such as water and sewer. If you are going to put a solar system, or which is called a PV system, on your residential roofs, many of the states have never implemented residential PACE programs. And now that the federal tax credit has been reduced from 30% to 26% this year, next year it goes from 26% to 22%, and by 2021, if Congress does not extend it, it will disappear completely. So when we begin to look at the programs that are supposed to be out here to help move things forward, to help lower moderate income residents, you find that those individuals in America, just like any other thing that's supposed to be bringing change and helping lower moderate income residents, become a financial arbitrage financially around those communities next, because they were not involved on the front end getting this information, and nobody came up with a plan from the African American community looking at this total piece from an educational standpoint, from a business standpoint, and from a plan of action standpoint of bringing those forces with our political leadership together and saying, where are we going to be from 2010 to 2020 in this renewable energy sector? How much growth, how many businesses are we going to create from the renewable energy industry? When we begin to go and look at the data that's been put out by the Solar Foundation from 2010 to 2020, now we can look down the road with 8 years of Obama from 8 to 16, and you got Daniel 4 in the books with 95, going into his fourth year of his first term. So we can see that there has not been anyone opening up the floodgates, inviting black folks to the table to say, hey, this is where the new green infrastructure economy is going, AI, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, renewable energy jobs in the wind and solar career opportunities have not been afforded to the African American community. No recruiting has gone on in any substantial manner whatsoever on our campuses at our HBCU campuses. So these are all issues that nobody has been raising but yours truly. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I hope that you sort of understand why we did this commentary after we wrote this article, because what we see is the same game being played. And the investment that comes from the African American community through compliance fees on gas, water, and electric bills, as we help subsidize these industries and get no damn return on investment of any substantial basis, are something and issues that need to be addressed. But because we're dealing with so many distractions around 45, hell, we can't get nothing done. Because that's all folks is talking about here. And that ain't what it's about. Sun comes up every day over everybody's head, and people are getting wealthy, ladies and gentlemen. What about our community? This is real. This is a reality. Now, as we always say here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact, we're going to change gears here right now at this time, because we want to look at some other very, very telling information that's coming out of the state of North Carolina, South Carolina, as we look at North Carolina and South Carolina lawmakers call for studies on electric market reforms. This is authored by David Willranks, and it was published on January 17, 2020, and it was sort of put out there by WFAE 9.7 FM, Charlotte, North Carolina, as they talk about expansion of the VC Sumter nuclear plant in South Carolina was canceled. A group of state lawmakers from the North and South Carolina want to deregulate the state. And that is what this whole thing and where things are going and what people are pushing for in the state of North Carolina and South Carolina, because that's the only way that renewable energy opportunity is going to open up and solar and wind are going to be able to flourish in those marketplaces. And they will open the doors for millions of dollars of private investment and opportunity for African-American landowners and families who may want to get into this renewable energy industry and building large-scale wind and solar farms in those states. And it becomes a win-win-win situation, because we have African-American families that have the land, and they are geographically located to be able to take advantage of these opportunities if they knew about it. And that is where my part of the game gets real. Because here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, we act as an advocacy and marketing arm for solar and renewable energy companies that are ran by African Americans in this country. And out of over 9,000 companies doing business in the U.S., according to statistics put out by the Solar Foundation, which is paid for by your tax dollars from DOEE, to create these numbers, that we have less than 30 African-American solar and installation and design companies doing business in the U.S., and you got over 9,000 companies. So that tells you something right there about this is not an easy industry to get into. But for those who are in the industry, those companies need to be put on spinach, steroids, and some other stuff. Because there simply aren't enough job creation from the overall renewable energy industry to provide those career and training opportunities for young African Americans who are interested in getting into this industry. Now, yours truly, we have been reached out to several historically black colleges and universities, and we are very, very happy to be able to inform our listening audience that we have some, we've had a preliminary meeting with Bowie State University's administration, and it looks very, very, very positive in us being able to formulate a working relationship around helping Bowie put together an green economic 5-year sustainability economic development program for their university. And I won't get into a whole bunch of more details about that because we don't have anything finalized. But as I said, we did meet with the administration on the 10th of January. My company, Positive Change, with Mrs. Arena Pasolia from Peer Consultants, representing Peer Consultants, which is headed by Dr. Lillian Abrams. We had the privilege of having Mrs. Natasha Campbell, who is the chief strategist for the HBCU Collaboration Group, who participated through the conference line, as well as Mr. E. Live Allen of Civic Works of Baltimore, Maryland. And we had a very, very, we met with Mr. Jabari Walker, representatives from their Community Engagement Office and the Vice President Office and the Office of the President. And as I've indicated, the meeting went over very, very well. So I hope to have some more positive information about this in the future. But at the same time, we're going to look at how this will be applicable to our HBCUs in the state of South Carolina and North Carolina if this deregulation comes in. So we're going to drill down on this article now. An expansion of the VC Supplement nuclear plant in South Carolina was canceled. A group of state lawmakers from North Carolina and South Carolina want to deregulate the state's electricity markets by allowing competition for power production. At a press conference Thursday in Charlotte, the lawmakers said they want the two states to study the issue together and suggest reforms. State Representative Larry Strickland, Republican from Johnson County, said he wants North Carolina to convert the current regulated monopoly to a competitive system. A bill he introduced this session will allow for the creation of regional equity and would own power transmission lines in the Carolinas. Equity and who would own power transmission lines in the Carolinas? inquired that the state study the benefits of the idea. He said the goal would be a system that lowers costs and gives customers more choices, as he put it. Transmission from a vertical integrated monopoly structure to a market-based system that puts the interests of the utility customers at the center of the discussion. In a press conference at the Rent Museum, Uptown Strickland said 35 states have adopted electricity market structures. He believes that North Carolina and South Carolina may be other neighbors can create a new energy marketplace that will also help shift a cleaner energy source and a more reliable energy grid. South Carolina Senator Tom Davis, a Republican from Beaufort County, said that the state currently early 20th century system is outdated. He filed a bill to study electric market reform. After studying the bill, following the cancellation of the D.C. Sumter Nuclear Plant, the expansion project in Fairfield County, South Carolina, that left ratepayers on the hook for millions of dollars in expenses for a plant that will never generate electricity. In politics, it's very hard to change the status quo, Davis said. Whenever there's a crisis or a catastrophe, there's a window of opportunity in Fairfield County. He also said deregulated markets could spur fast adoption of renewable energy like wind and solar power and would need a faster response to the threat of climate change. And related article links that you can get by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. Click on our news and events tab, scroll down, and you'll see South Carolina Senate Bill 998. North Carolina House Bill 958. So this information here is live and well, and this is good news, but I understand that this dance just got started, ladies and gentlemen. This is just round one. So we got a 12-round heavyweight fight going on with this thing. So like I said, all news ain't bad news. So this is some, as I said, positive news on that end. But we got to keep our eyes on the prize. We understand that in order for things to move forward, things have to be introduced in the marketplace. But until Duke and Dominion, This legislation is passed because they got some deep pockets, okay? And their folks can go in and they can buy off a whole bunch of legislators. And we want to know in whose pocket, who is in whose pocket. Yeah, we're going to find out real soon in North Carolina, South Carolina. And that's on the real side, ladies and gentlemen. But like I said, this is where we have to get educated around these issues and what's in it for the African American community. Amid Shedd Rose, a beacon of energy. Now, this is the author by the name of Scott Wilson. He published this on January 1, 2020. In the Washington Post, Native American tribe has insulated itself from California's blackouts by creating a microgrid customer utility, customers entered the Blue Lake Casino Hotel in Northern California where this microgrid is built. It's very, very interesting to see how I call them the only real Americans. The so-called use the term Native American, but I would say the folks up here first, okay? We're going to make this plain right here. Customers entering the Blue Lake Casino and hotels in Northern California where the lights remain on doing a recent wildfire-related power outage. Blue Lake, California, after months of wildfires and essential questions in a warming, windy California, is this how does the state keep the lights on? A tiny Native American tribe settled here in the Mad River Valley has an answer. Build your own utility. The Blue Lake Lost Interior Tribe constructed a microgrid on its 100-acre reservation. A complex, a solar panel storage battery, and new distribution lines that operate as part of the broader utility network of completely independent of it. It is the state of the art system and the indicator of what might be California's future. Randy Cox, the Blue Lake Rancheria Tribe Electricity System Director, tests the microgrid transformers. A rude realization. Humboldt County has almost considered itself off of the grid, tiny place, a remote bastion of a post-summer of love, hippie migration that brought thousands here to live off the land. A renowned groundwater industry emerged in the hard-to-reach canyons of the valley, and solar panels and generations helped keep the growers hid from the law, high from the law. The outdoor culture and black market economy is struggling to adapt with, like, the power system itself to the regulation that some with now legal cannabis markets. But the October power shutoff, followed 3 weeks later by an even larger outage, revealed just how reliant Humboldt is on vast region-wide electricity grids, while low humidity and high winds from the San Clemente County to the east, a high fire risk in October. Cool down, Humboldt faced no fire threats at all, yet the Protect the Santa Ana PG&E had to cut off transmission lines that also serve Humboldt. We always get the what is going on there question from businesses like we talked to, said George Foster, executive director of the Redwood Regional Economic Development Commission in Humboldt. But we don't know. We're tired of grid hundreds of miles away, and now we're looking away at their issue and becomes our problem. Those with generators, we have the rights, went out and put them on, generating fires on their own. On the sea of Araka Central Square, there were bee shops, cannabis and oil vendors, and vintage clothing stores attracted a steady flow of tourists on us, and then blue cafes turned into generators in minutes after the power went out for the second time in October. A few hours later, the popular dinner was in flames. The generator later found to have vibrated across the floor to the wall, where a hot exhaust sparked the fire. The restaurant and the neighbors are still closed. The makeup of Humboldt's population has a barrier to the large-scale adoption of microgrids, and it is more transit than most, with home ownership rates below the national average. Landlords and renters are far less likely to invest in new expensive electric
with median household incomes of $42,000 also is well below the national average. But uses of micro grants is growing with the help of state money. At the California Redwood Cross Hamlet County Airport, designed during World War II to train pilots how to fly in the fog, an $11 million microgrid project is in the works, and it's nearly twice expensive than the Blue Lakes microgrid, but five times more powerful, a sign that the cost for the systems are coming down. When finished next year, the microgrid will provide electricity for the airport, the U.S. Coast Guard, air station, and nearby animal shelters, and a few other nearby businesses doing blackouts. Oh! Michael Shackelford, manager of the PlayStation 77 Shackelford is the fourth generation of power members in the Blue Lake location, a place for a retreat. The Rancheria is the name of the federal government gave to a series of small Native American reservations around the state far northeast coast of the Blue Lakes Reservation is indeed small. So it's a tribe, 50 members. Now, after more than a century of federation recognition, the Mad River Valley flooded frequently until the 1950s when the government built a levee to contain the unruly river. Now the tribe land is between county sewage pounds and a city dump, although the steep valley landscape on a clear winter day remains breathtaking. For a long time, we've had a rely on ourselves. Who could count on help from the federal state governments? Said Ramos, the tribe council member. The sense of tribal sovereignty is strong. The California, many natural plagues. It was not the fire, but the trauma and focus on the tribe's interest in creating an independent power supply. I know they were. I know they were ready. In the early 2011, the earthquake shook Japan, triggered a disaster in Fukushima nuclear plant. The force created a trauma and moved across the Pacific and flooded California's northern coast, including parts of Humboldt. Now, the trauma warning signs line Humboldt's coast, the roads. The tribe noticed that when residents saw high ground at the time, many of them were congregated in and around Blue Lake above the flood high water mark. The trauma was really a wake-up call about how people experience disasters here, said Daniel Canyon, the tribe energy director. We realized that people are going to come here for resources. When the lights went out in October, Heather Mueller emergency for the county's Department of Health and Human Services said the agency began contacting its nearby 150 patients who use medical services, then rely on power. Some were admitted to the hospital, which had its own emergency power. Nolan said the staff identified eight patients who were not sick enough to be hospitalized, but could possibly die overnight without power for their devices. They were checked into reservation hotels. Journalists at the daily newspaper, Time Standard, needed power to put out the newspaper. Five girls went through the night and the reservations conference room, published and updated online, and even giving designs and printed editions for Chico, a city of 200 miles to the southeast. On a normal night, they sent those pages back to us when we would print them, he said, Mark Vowles, Time Standard manager and editor. This is nothing, not a normal night. This article is very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. It shows how the Native American tribes are dealing with these issues and how they've been squeezed in the valleys out in California. Solar panels cover two fences and acres behind the tribe's hotel and casinos, and stacks of Tesla batteries sit in a shed of the building across from the hotel. The tribe is growing its own food in greenhouses. It turns cooking oil from the hotel's kitchen to biofuels. The canon estimates that the biograde decreased the tribe's greenhouse gas emissions by 200 tons a year, pushing towards the tribal goals to become carbon neutral over the next decade. In addition, by selling energy to the border grid during the peak use hours, the tribe saves nearly $200,000 a year from PG&E costs. And it is expanding its self-run utility. The roof of the PlayStation 77 gas station at Minimart is covered with solar panels. The power source is a microgrid set to come online soon. The storage batteries are tucked behind the store on the edge of the parking lot and paved DOT arrival of Valley, changing like the state around it. The main corporate here is the climate change, Cannon said. When we look at the solution of wildfires and power shut off examples of our changing climate, we must make these decisions through the lens of clear energy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these folks, they understand what they got to do, and they're getting it done on their land. The issue is, why can't the African-American community come together around anything on this ownership in building large-scale solar and wind farms on black-owned lands? This is something I've been beating the drum around, and I'm proud to be able to say that I have one client where we have an actual contract on the table, but it's identified off-takers for the project who will pay a decent return on the energy that will be generated by the plant, or you can't even make money. And these are all things that are in play, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to, as we look at the time, we all ourselves say we're going to take a pause for the cause, and we're going to be back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America in just a few more minutes, hoping that we are bringing you something we call news that you can definitely use.
Here's a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you?
Sing it. You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Change it.
Only you generate the power with your lies. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your lies. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome, welcome back to the Airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know that that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we took that break, we were looking at what's going on out in California at this tribal lands that's built their own microgrid. And I think that's a very, very interesting article. But I'm going to turn my attention to another piece that we see is going on in the radar. Now, when we start doing our homework on these things, we like to bring you something, a little twist. It says Trump administration, I refer to him as 45, set to approve Nevada Energy's 1.5 gigawatt storage 690 megawatt solar project. I wonder how Tesla worked this out. Died brief. Article authored by Catherine Morehouse. It was published on January the 2nd, 2020 in Utility Dive. The Trump administration intends to approve siting for the largest solar farm in the United States, a 690-megawatt facility that will also include 380 megawatts of four-hour battery storage. The Bureau of Land Management, BSL, released its final environmental impact statement for the project on Monday following a public utilities PCU in Nevada approval for Nevada's energy proposal December the 4th. The $1 billion project will be sited on federal land outside of Las Vegas. Obama's BSLM previously rejected the project under an agreement with the conservation groups that protected the sensitive desert land from wind and solar development. The Trump administration indicated it would scrap the agreement in February of 2018. Well, this explains why they got it. But Obama wouldn't approve it, so it's a done deal. Now it's clear. Said the blind Stevie Wonder driving around Ray Charles. Well, you know, we wanted to know who was driving. President 35 has been generally critical of wind and solar, touting them as an expensive, unreliable, powerful power source. But his administration approved is an indicative of the cost effectiveness of the resources, even as an investment tax credit for solar wind winds down in 2020. Nevada Energy Gemini Solar Plus Storage Project will cost around $38.44 per megawatt hour under a 25-year contract that will make up approximately
7,100 acres of federal land, according to the utility. The project will make the third time that the Trump administration has approved a solar setting on federal lands. In June of 2018, the BLM approved a 80-megawatt project in Wyoming. And in November of 2018, the Bureau approved a 550-megawatt farm outside of Jasper Tree National Park. The proposed Gemini project would represent the most significant increase in renewable capacity for Nevada and the West. The BLM Southern Nevada District Manager Tim Smith said that the statement announcing the Bureau's draft environmental review, the BLM activity supports the Department of Interior's America's First Energy Plan and all of the above strategy, which supports energy development on public lands. Conservation groups, including the Basin and the Range Batch Developers and Wildlife and the Wilderness Society, cited concerns that the project may have unavoidable impacts on sensitive resources in the public comments and blogs. The Gemini project is given the final approval by the BLM, would pass a 579-megawatt solar farm in Southern California that currently holds the records for the largest solar array in the United States. That's the one that was built doing with the Navy when Obama's administration first called the Majestics Project. Quinton Brooks Infrastructure Partner and Arima Power are heading the development for the project. I know they are. Nevada's December approval of the Nevada's Energy Integrated Resource Plan included 1,190 megawatts of solar and storage. In addition to the Gemini project, regulators approved 200 megawatts of solar with 700 megawatts of batteries with 5-hour duration storage projects and 300 megawatts of solar with 135 megawatts of 4-hour batteries facility. All three projects are expected to begin operation in June of 2024. BLM first opened the public comment on Gemini Project's draft environment impact plans in June and will close its final commitment period in January 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an awful lot of money going to get made. This is an awful lot of power going to be generated on public lands. We all paying for this shit. How does the other communities benefit outside of Nevada, outside of that state? I wonder how the Native Americans are going to benefit from that. It was their state, but the white folks took it. But this tells you a lot. And I strongly recommend that the African American community, people go to this website, positivechangepc.com, scroll down to our news and events tab, and look into reading this information and raise the questions. What are they going to do? Who's going to make the money off these projects? This is an awful lot of money going to be earned and energy going to be generated. And it's going to be sold somewhere to somebody. Welcome, 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 like I said, to this show. It's the only one that I know who keeps bringing you news that you need to definitely use, because everything starts with energy, everything ends with energy, and damn near all the rules on the planet is behind energy resources. Nothing happens without energy. But I was told, my dear brother Carl Nelson, he said, well, the black community, they just ain't buying it. Yeah, we buying it.
Yes, yes. Because we got the time today. We're going to let people know who brings them this show. Every week, it's not a treat because we need some help. We got no problem letting you know. The slogan for this show, if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation and design companies to address the high energy costs. Effects of high energy costs at our historically black colleges and universities to utilize black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation and wind projects to bring down the unemployment and underemployment of young African-Americans locally and nationally, to educate the black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the black community through black talk radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on black America. It's also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can get more of that information by logging on to our website. And we want to let our listening audience know that we've been in the process of making some upgrades here. Fortunately, we were finally able to get us a new computer in here, and we're working to get everything set up around that with our new hosting plans for our websites online. And you will see some other changes and designs going on the website. Ladies and gentlemen, this costs money, and we want you to know that we will have our GoFundMe link up and running at PositiveChangePC.com, and we're working on that ASAP, as we promised you in the last year, but we couldn't get it done until this year. So as long as it's getting done, it's getting done. So we're in January, and we're bringing it in strong. So we want you to pat. Don't meet us here every week at 11. On Wednesday, you beat us here, and we're going to bring you news that you can definitely use over this platform, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on black America. Now, what we want to do is do what we do. We're going to take us another pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on black America.
Here's a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Singing.
Why don't you
sing it?
Welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Buffet. And you know, if you've been following this show, you know that our call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948, and that's 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on the phone pad after dialing the call-in number. As we move to do research every week, you know, because it takes a lot. And you can't just get up and say, oh, I'm going to jump on the microphone. You got to program a show. And we are often looking for individuals and to bring on to our show. And we are always attempting to reach out to bring you different information. Now, this is a issue that you see the historically white colleges and universities responding to. Master's degree in sustainable engineering online from Arizona State University. Learn more. ASU Online University. Master's of Science in Sustainable Engineering. Learn more about the online course. Learn to engineer a sustainability future. Explore engineering goals and serving environmental issues with Sustainable Engineering Master's degree from Arizona State University. The graduate engineering program is available 100% online, focuses on research and development related to transportation, urban planning, green business practices, and other methods of ensuring sustainable growth in communities around the globe. Well, these are the type of curriculum designs that we need to be talking to our young people who are going to our HBCUs who are in these programs. Now, you can specialize in a master's degree program, award-winning faculty, transfer credits accepted, flexible degree online. So these people got the complete package here. Learn to thrive with ASU Online. And you can go right to, I think I'll put it on the website so people will be able to find this, because I'm basically just looking through our listing in our inbox and pulling down information that I know we need to be talking about, sharing this information with our young people. Now, one of the things that we do every week here on this show is we talk about job opportunities, career development opportunities here in the DMV market area. And we're going to shift gears, and we're going to move right into that area a little earlier in our show today, because the way we program that, we have another topic that we want to touch upon, and we're going to do that, and then we're going to go right, I think we're going to then go back, come back and go back into this area. But I wanted to make sure I was lining everything up that we need to look at some of these positions. And I'm just going to go ahead and start now, and then I might close out with the other segment, because it goes back to another article that we've already done an extensive a show here on this platform, Solar Now in the Future. Now, anyone can find this information by going to Indeed, INDEED.com, for new job interns in Washington, D.C. This is with the
Bryant Center in Washington, D.C. They're looking for an intern with general office skills. Crime analyst record for Montgomery County government. Grade 20, student trainee, bell and clerk, director of special production and initiatives, Washington Performing Arts. These are all some jobs. Do you think you'd be paid fairly at Howard University? Oh, I'm going to leave that one alone. This is a survey that is online here on Indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get me started. So let me go down here and pull this data up for us, and we'll be, and a little later, said we'll be in high cotton here. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to look at some positions at jobs to careers. Solar energy jobs in zip code 20783. They're looking for a Clean Choice Energy. They're looking for an associate counsel. So if you have a legal background in energy, also the Verdant Microgrid of Arlington, Virginia, Vice President of Engineering, they're looking for someone there. Now, let's sort of dip down in and look. They want your email address. I'm just going to put it in here because I want people to see what kind of money these positions are paying. It's like, these are jobs that are not paying a livable wage. So we're looking at Clean Choice 6 detail oriented candidate for associate counsel. I'm strolling down. I'm looking at all the requirements, responsibilities, act as legal journalist while providing support to clients, marketing, sales, operation, finance, community solar, and retail energy. Work with a variety of commercial transactions, including draftings and negotiations, strategic partnership agreements, memorandums of understanding, MSAs, SOWs, and NDAs, review advertising and other promotional material for legal and regulatory compliance, draft terms of conditions, frequent asked questions, legal disclaimers, and other policy governing Clean Choice products and services, review intellectual property, trademarks, and patent issues, provide strategic advice, and collaborate with clients to improve internal process and document retention, effective partners with outside counsel, leverage subject matter expertise, manage state-specific legal regulatory issues. So you got your qualifications. You need a JD and a license to practice law. One state is required. Minimum 3 years of legal experience, preferred combination law firm, in-house experience. These are the things that are knocking our young people out of these opportunities. You need to look at the background, what they're requiring, looking at the experiences that you need in these positions, so you, if you are moving in this track, you will know how to put together a game plan and how to take the correct courses and to go into the right areas and to try to put yourself in a position to meet people in that area that can help you along the way. Clean energy is a leading industry, renewable company. Now, we don't need to hear all that. Well, I need to understand how much dough y'all playing, okay? They didn't even mention the salaries, ladies and gentlemen. Compensation, the position offers compensation commensurate with experience and skills and robust benefit package. So, in other words, if they're not mentioning it, they're paying some real money, okay? Because you're not going to get people to do all this work who have those qualifications. without being compensated in this marketplace. Adjunct for faculty member for mechanical engineering at George Mason University. Solar PV installer at Sunny Solar Atlanta. These are just a few of the positions that you will be able to find. Integrated operations engineer with security clearance, Cornerstone Defense in Herndon, Virginia. Supervisor AST Optional Physics, Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. Junior software engineer, data scientist, Midtown Group, McLean, Virginia. Field intern engineer, electrical estimating operations, safety summer 2020. That's in Marston's in McLean, Virginia. Quantitative research analyst, part-time, is in Arlington, Virginia. Civil engineer, solar energy, Kimberly Horn and Associates in Reston, Virginia. So there is quite a few positions there. So if you want to view more, you can go right on into Jobs to Careers, and they have a much more detailed outline for regional safety and energy efficiency, renewable construction. This is Ameresco. That's in Washington, D.C. They're looking for associate counsel, clean energy. So let's continue to move. Environmental policy analyst with Miracle Systems in Washington, D.C. Policy advisor, North American Energy Policy, Tesla Motors, Washington, D.C. Strategic analyst, technical advisor, TechMan in Washington, D.C. Senior director of regulation and energy markets, oh, let me see what that position was again. That was Senior Director of Regulatory and Energy Markets for the Green Recruitment Company of Washington, D.C. Advanced Energy Technology Innovation and Transition, 2608, Millennium Engineering and Integration. Arlington, Virginia, Technology to Markets Summers Scholar, how to utilize those cheap electrons, developing a framework, advanced research project, Agency Energy, Washington, D.C. Program manager, clean energy, American Council for Energy Efficiency Economy, Washington, D.C. New Energy Solutions Summer Associate, ACES Corporation, Arlington, Virginia. Project Controls Analyst, Power Engineers, Bethesda, Maryland. Vice President of Engineers, Burdick Microgrids, Arlington, Virginia. Renewable Energy Systems Engineer and Security Clearance, Allegheny Science and Technology. That's in Arlington, Virginia. Solar Project Manager, Allied Solar in Bethesda, Maryland. Manager, Renewable Thermal Energy and Climate Smart Land Use, Worldwide. Wildlife Fund, Washington, D.C. Yeah, well, this is very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Customer Experience Associates, Arcadia Power, Washington, D.C. Senior Associate, Distributed Energy Resources, Calamus, Arlington, Virginia. Strategic Analyst, Technical Advisor, Technical Mantech International Corporation, Washington, D.C. Green Building Engineer, City of Alexandria, Virginia. Alexandria, Renewable Energy Policy Principal, Sustainability and Energy. That's Campos Group in Bethesda. So these are just some of the many positions that are available here in the DMV market area, here in this market area. Now, we try to bring you a 90-minute show every week, and we often do. But today is left up to you. Now, that calling number is 646
668-2948. You can get in with me here on this platform, solar now in the future, with this economic impact on Black America. We're going to take a pause for the calls. We're going to be right back here on solar now in the future with this economic impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Singing.
Why don't you
sing it?
Welcome back to the airways of solar now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, I'm your host, Ronald Buffet. And you know, every week that this show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which we serve as an economic blueprint. The solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installations and design companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the underemployment and unemployment of young African-Americans locally and nationally, also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black radio talk radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. It also was brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which you're listening to over the World Wide Web. We're over Blog Talk Radio. We're coming to you from right outside the nation's capital in beautiful Tacoma Park, Maryland. Now, we know that you know that without you, there's no show. And we know in this broadcast genre, this is not the same as a broadcasting over a airways where you have thousands of listeners. So we are a podcast show. But we do what we can to bring you news that you can definitely use. So we didn't get any calls again this today, but we have come to the end of our road today on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I hope that we brought you definitely news that you can definitely use in the tool. Next week, we say go in peace here on another episode of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on
life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Change it.
Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
singing, why don't you sing it? Life is a song, what's saying?